Rodriguez. 2.5 weeks after Israeli tanks and ground troops entered northern Gaza, its forces have entered a massive hospital complex, including the ER and surgery departments, looking for Hamas operatives. Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari with Israel Defense Forces.
In recent weeks, the IDF has publicly warned time and again that Hamas's continued military use of Shifa Hospital jeopardizes its protected status under the international law.
Israel, and now the U.S., say Hamas has been using the hospital to hide a major command center. A senior Israeli defense official says at least 4 Hamas militants have been killed in this operation. President Biden and China's Xi Jinping will hold their first face-to-face meeting in a year today on the sidelines of a summit of Asia-Pacific leaders near San Francisco.
We're not trying to decouple from China, but what we're trying to do is change the relationship. For the better.
They're expected to talk for several hours about the wars in Ukraine and Gaza and touch on artificial intelligence. Lawmakers in the Senate are expected to follow colleagues in the House and vote today on a bipartisan stopgap funding bill to keep the federal government in the money past Friday. Correspondent Scott McFarlane is on Capitol Hill.
It was a bipartisan vote, and bipartisan agreements are part of what caused trouble for Kevin McCarthy. But his fellow Republicans told CBS News Johnson had little choice with so little time.
Some sad statistics on seniors. CBS's Alexander Tin.
Comparing rates of suicide deaths from 2001 to 2021 among Americans ages 55 and older, a new report from the CDC has found rates of death in men climbed 25% among those ages 55 to 64. That's the largest increase in suicide deaths of any age group of men over 55 years old.
Fears are growing over 40 construction workers stuck in a collapsed tunnel in India. CBS's Vicky Barker is at the foreign desk.
More heavy equipment is being brought in to clear away debris and reach the men who've been trapped in the collapsed tunnel since Saturday. Food, water, and oxygen have been sent in through a pipe. But now we're getting reports that some of the men are starting to get sick.
A transgender teenager has gotten his part back in his high school play in Texas. The Sherman School District has voted unanimously to reinstate 17-year-old Max Hightower in the role of Ali Hakim in Oklahoma after officials decided students could only portray characters that aligned with their sex assigned at birth. The school board president has apologized to Max. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The American Family Field Bill is on its way to Governor Evers, and he said he'll sign it. It spends more than $500 million of public money for upkeep to American Family Field. The amended bill passed the state Senate Tuesday morning and then the Assembly late in the afternoon. The amended bill asks more of the brewers, less of state taxpayers, and adds a tax to non-brewer events at the stadium. Expect slow going if you're traveling home for Thanksgiving. More than 1 million people in Wisconsin are expected to travel 50 miles or more for the holiday. AAA says that would be the third highest number for Wisconsin since 2019. By far, most will travel by car, but 113,000 plan to fly. A week from tomorrow is expected to be the busiest day at Wisconsin airports. Expect delays up to 80% longer than normal. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wood County has a new way to alert people about emergencies and other important community news. The Everbridge Emergency Alert Program will provide you with critical information quickly. It will activate for severe weather, unexpected road closures, missing persons, and other critical information. You can pick where and how you want to receive the information, but imminent threats to life or safety will be received regardless of your options. You can visit the county website to sign up for these alerts. The Guns and Hoses of Portage County will reveal a new veterans memorial in Pifner Pioneer Park next Monday. They will have several guests present to speak in honor of the unveiling in Stevens Point. The committee raised $90,000 from 9 local sponsors for the stone memorial. The event will be at noon on Monday, November 20th, at the southwest corner of Pifner Pioneer Park behind the Chase Bank building. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry John.
Good morning.
And we have the WFHR WIRI Radiothon continuing, going into our second hour right now. Looking forward to this, Terry. We're going to be welcoming a bunch of different programs and different people that represent those programs to talk with them. We're looking forward to that. We will have Misty Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club a little later. Of course, Wednesdays for our dedicated listeners out there, you know that we have our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. We'll have that thrown in here as well, because these programs also can tie into the United Way.
Absolutely. And we'll give Phil a shot. Maybe he'll talk about his coloring book, you know, because yes, that benefits United Way as well. So, so that's awesome. And you know, we encourage you to give us a call at 715-421-0390 to make a donation and help contribute to our fall campaign. Mm-hmm. That has a huge impact. Oh, we got to do some weather.
We have some weather coming in, and we're going to take care of that right now as we do every morning with our good friend Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Paul, how you doing today?
Doing well. How about you guys there?
Doing good. Doing
good. Hi, Paul.
Paul, thanks so much for joining us. We have our United Way Radiothon going on right now, so appreciate the weather updates so people know what. Maybe we can even give them a little encouragement to get outside, because we got some blue sky, beautiful blue skies out there today, Paul.
Yeah, definitely always nice treat to get blue skies for an entire day in November, and we're going to get that. Going to get that today, and going to still stay with some very warm temps here through tomorrow. And then tomorrow night, this cold front coming through could even bring a couple of showers through the area later tomorrow evening with that front moving through. But it's going to be a very pleasant day today. Plenty of sunshine out there. Highs about low 60s. Winds out of the southwest to west about 5 to 10. 39, partly cloudy tonight. Mix of clouds and sun Thursday, mid-60s. South winds do start to pick up at 15 to 25 tomorrow. We do see clouds roll in Thursday night with a chance for a few showers developing late evening overnight, and then dropping off to about 30 by Friday morning with a gusty west wind 15 to 25. Friday back into some sun, highs at 40, northwest winds 10 to 15, 27 Friday night. Still working our way back up a bit with those temps this weekend. Some upper 40s Saturday and Sunday, some sun both days. And then highs still back to about the mid-40s Monday. By that time, clouding up with some showers possible Monday. Chances for a few showers Tuesday as well with some highs in the low 40s. But looks like after that, things stay pretty quiet in the rest of the Thanksgiving holiday week.
Doesn't sound too bad.
Not bad. We'll keep we'll keep this one. We'll keep this, Paul. Yeah, we're going to throw our receipt away. We'll keep that forecast. We always appreciate it, Paul.
That's okay. Yeah, you know, I can email the receipt, too.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. We appreciate you, Paul. Thanks so much. You have a great day.
All right, you guys, too.
See you later.
Best in the business right there, our good friend Paul Trump from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Not a bad-looking sounding day.
Yeah,
there.
It doesn't sound too bad. We got another best in the business here with us.
Yes, we do. Nicely done.
We've got Katie Schumer here from North Central Community Action Program. This is one of the United Way funded programs within the emergency shelter area. So I'd like Katie to, you know, tell us about North Central CAP, you know, in general. Yeah. Certainly you could tell everybody about what North Central CAP does, and then, you know, what does United Way funding mean to the program?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So North Central CAP helps with emergency rental assistance. So that can be in two ways, right? Somebody who is at risk of eviction, or maybe somebody who is literally homeless, sleeping outside, and needs to obtain housing. So we help with no security deposits, but first month's rent and obtaining housing, or eviction prevention dollars to be able to keep people in their homes. So those are both funded by United Way program, and it's a huge help. We have served over 600 households. So if you want to talk numbers, we're probably well over 1,000 individuals just in Southwood County in the last year. So still large numbers in need of rental assistance as rental, you know, prices continue to go up. Jobs continue to go down. The housing shortage that we face, that's also a big topic of conversation right now. So how do we bring more housing into our community and affordable housing, right? Not super high rent amounts that are not affordable. So how do we serve the needs within our community? And so that's a big thing of what we do, right? It's not just providing the assistance, but the case management that goes along with it, the connection to other resources, the you know, making sure that if somebody is going to receive a paid assistance, that they're going to be able to maintain their housing, right? How do we show that they're going to be able to pay their rent on an ongoing basis? How are they going to be able to sustain the things that they need? We've seen so many changes over the last year with the pandemic and pandemic funding starting to fade out. And that's more than just rent, right? I mean, the state of Wisconsin paid out over $600 million in emergency rental assistance through WERA in 18 months. So that, of course,
that's
was
a lot.
Yeah, that was statewide. But pandemic food share. So everyone received max benefits for food share. They are now all back down. The work requirement is now added back onto food share. So when you're talking about all of those things, you know, people get to the point where they have to decide, am I going to buy food for my family or am I going to pay for my rent? And then obviously both of those are big things, right? Like you need to be able to feed your family, but you need to be able to roof over your head. So how do we get them connected to resources to be able to meet both of those needs, right? And when somebody's in crisis, they don't want to talk about these things. They don't want to come in and, you know, most people come in and they hang their head and they don't want to talk about it, right? So we have to find a fun approach, right? Like, yes, this is really awful, but there's things here that can help you. We have a ton of support in Southwood County. We have a ton of programs in Southwood County. How do we get you connected? How do we help you? And then how do we move forward, right? Like, it's not meant to be a burden or something to upset somebody or to be a bad thing right. to ask for help. So, I mean, that's kind of what we are. So while it might only help pay to obtain housing or maintain housing, there's a huge picture on the backside that happens with that.
I think that's one of the greatest, honestly, the greatest benefits of being a partner with this program is that people are getting more than just the month of rent.
Right.
Because, you know, it's exactly what Katie said. They're in some sort of crisis or don't want to talk about it. And, you know, you and I were talking about this off the air earlier, how sometimes we just, there's certain things that we just don't process right at the time because some sort of an emergency happens or a crisis happens or or a hardship happens and you kind of push it aside and you don't deal with it. And so for members of our community to have that constant level of support of, you know, not just do you need the rental assistance, but you also need income or you also need food or you also need, you know, whatever those supports might be, that North Central Community Action is making sure that those happen. That makes a huge difference and a huge, I think it changes the outlook of the person being helped, right? Or at a minimum, the trajectory of where they're headed.
Yeah.
From that point.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. When it comes to this, too, there's some big things that I think you guys touched on there that I'd like to go back to. One of them is certainly something you were touching on there, Terry, about knowing that this is there even. I think that for a good portion of our community that have been in dire straits before, but maybe things are better now, you always have that in the back of your mind. You always have that I was this close to, I know what it's like when things go wrong, or I know when this one thing, the car breaks down, the refrigerator goes out of work, and that completely mucks up your entire balance and your budget for the rest of maybe the month, the year, who knows, when these things happen. Knowing that there's an organization like this out there. The reassurance of that. Not only does that feel good in your day-to-day life, but hopefully it feels good to you as your community member and knowing that the other people in the community have this. You don't have to do a big, deep dive to hunt down a bunch of information and stats to see how important and how much this affects our community and all communities. Look at the Alice Report. You look at that Alice Report, and you see exactly what I'm talking about. The numbers are right there. As so many of us, I'll speak for myself, I'm one of these people, one disaster away from needing help from this organization or that organization, like that's a lot of us, and I'm doing all right. And you know, a lot of us look at our lives and think, well, I'm making a decent paycheck, I got a roof over my head, I'm doing okay with these things. One thing goes wrong, that can all change, and I am going to need CAP services, or I am going to need a different service possibly through the United Way. I'm not alone on this. There's thousands of people we know.
Honestly, it's 40% of our households in Wood County. So, and I think something you said there was really important is that you're good, right? Like you're going along fine, but it's the fact that there is one hardship or one crisis or one thing that happens that can send that all into a tailspin.
Right, and we don't want to just. fix one crisis, right? Yeah. Like, if one thing happens, how do we get you connected to an abundance of resources so that even if something does happen again down the line, you're not going to be in need again, right? Like, your food share is based off of income. Your rental assistance is based off of income. Health insurance is based off of income. Everything's based off of your income, right? And so when one thing happens, right, you're likely open to a plethora of services. So how do we make sure that we get you that all, right? Not just give you one, but how do we give you everything so that if something else does happen down the line, at least you have or are able to build a little bit of a cushion back, right? Mm-hmm. To where maybe if something happened, it's not going to put you right back into crisis, because that's not what we want, right? We want to make sure that long term you're going to be successful in everything. Housing, utilities, all of it, right? It all goes together. You can't have one without the other. So, I mean, we get several phone calls about utility assistance, utility arrears. That was a big thing in COVID again, right? There was funding to pay for that. There was water assistance. All of that's gone, right? It's gone. New heating season is open, which is great, but it's taking a long time to process those applications. Yeah. So then people have disconnection notices. Do I pay my rent? Do I pay my utilities? What do I pay? Well, you're going to apply for energy assistance. We're going to help you with your rent this month so you don't become homeless. And then next month, you're not going to have to worry about your utilities, right? Because then they're going to be covered by energy assistance. Mm-hmm. So you're farther ahead, right? We're not behind. We're not, you know, continually beating around that circle. And that's our goal. We want to make sure that we're setting you, everyone up that's coming in for services. Let's make sure that you're successful. Things are going well. You don't have any further questions. You walk out of there, like most people when they walk in my office, they're not happy to be there. But it's by the end, like they're grateful and they're thankful and they're, you know,
probably a little relieved, right?
Yeah. You know, like relieved. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it just, you know, I mean, I sat with somebody yesterday for 45 minutes trying to figure out how to set up their workday account for their new job that they're starting next week, but they didn't know how to do it. And so it was a process, but that's what we do, right? Mm-hmm. We're not there to just say, here's your rent money and have a good day.
Like, sure.
Which is a big. I think that ties in very well to the radiothon that we're doing right now, because these programs that the United Way does, whether they are from the United Way or a partner program with another organization, so much of all of this work is about that. It is not a handout, a hand up. It is helping people see the power that they have in themselves and get on their feet, help them get on their feet so that they can do this and impact our community, impact our lives, impact this world. This state, all of the above. This all adds up to that. None of the programs that the United Way does, none of the things that we're going to be talking about here today, are about that. And I don't think you can find that much of that at all in society really anymore. Really going forward, what all of this is about is helping other people see the strength they have in them, reminding them of that, and helping them get on their feet and getting a chance to, you know, be live an everyday life and get back into the swing of things and all of this. You're talking about programs before, and I was wondering if we could get a little more just in depth in what kind of programs are offered through there, through your CAP services, especially because as we're talking about this, I'm realizing there are people out there listening that may have not grown up with knowing these services, knowing that these things are available and everything. I grew up with this stuff, so I knew when I was an adult if I needed help where to go. I think we have a lot of new families to this going forward, a lot of people who have not needed help before and all of a sudden are in that position. So there's two kind of fold to that to me. One, ask for help. Ask. Don't sit there in silence. I understand we're Midwesterners. That's what we do. We have a broken arm and we just keep working. And I love that about us. It's one of the most beautiful things about being a Midwesterner. Also, can be really frustrating. Like, if you need a hand, if you need help, there is nothing to be ashamed about that. There's nothing wrong with that. Look around. You see a bunch of people around you, they have had to ask for help too. Think of anybody you admire in your life. Think about your papa, your grandpa, your mom, dad, anybody. Everybody's had to ask for a hand at one point. There's nothing wrong with that. One of the strongest things you can do in life is show the people that you love that you are willing to do that for them. That's true strength. So reach out and ask. But I think as far as those programs and what is available, I think people may not understand how much is available or what is available.
Yeah. So emergency rental assistance that can pay up to 1 month of rent. So that it can either, like I said, be first month's rent or it can be because you have a 5-day notice. We strongly encourage people to come in and apply for assistance prior to getting a court eviction. The struggle with court evictions is that adds an astronomical amount more of money. You're going to have court fees. You're going to have service fees. You're going to have legal fees. You have lots of things added on to there. So if you receive a 5-day notice, come in at that time. Don't wait a couple months. Don't wait a couple weeks. You don't want to get into the later part of that. Mm-hmm. Landlords in our area are fantastic about working with us as we work through the process, as long as they know that they are making effort in working towards it. We are probably one of the lowest in the state as far as evictions. I get weekly eviction reports from the state. On average, Wood County has maybe 1 to 2 evictions per week, where most other counties are, 5 to 10, mm-hmm. Some even higher than that. So we are doing a good job, but we'd love that number to be at zero, right? Mm-hmm. Just come in. Ask for help. We will work through it. We're not here to point fingers. We're not here to have judgment. It is our goal to help. And so many great things about United Way is they wrap all of those services around, right? So I can talk about all of the things that we do, but in the big picture, United Way supports all of those things also, as you guys are going to hear today from several other people, but it's the big picture, right? And they kind of are our group that hold us all together. That's a great thing about United Way, and I think a great reason to support their organization and what they're doing, because we wouldn't do the work that we do without them.
Yeah, and I'd like to touch on that for a second, because you definitely would feel the loss if we didn't have the United Way impacting this particular organization.
Absolutely. I mean, when you're talking 500 to 600 households, over 1,000 people that have been served in the last year through United Way funding, that's a drastic number. If you think about that, I mean, what would we do if we had 1,000 people in our community that were sleeping outside? How would you support that? I mean, and statistically, when you look at homeless services, there's mental health, there's substance abuse, there's those programs or those problems just grow, mm-hmm. right, when you enter into homelessness, because it's a way of not having to meet it front forward, right? Yeah. And then that becomes your community. And so then you lose your sense of community. So how do we all pull back together? And that's what we do, right? So it would astronomically affect our community if we didn't have the support of United Way.
A rising tide truly raises all boats. And if we're all looking out for each other, if we're all helping out with these different things and different programs, we're all better for it. And every one of us is connected. And so when we help with these programs, whether it is something with the Family Center, it is something with CAP Services or some of the other organizations we're talking about today, this all ties together and impacts our community and makes it a better place, makes it a stronger place when we're able to impact these things.
Yeah, and we're a one-time-per-year assistance, so we're not helping the same households repetitively. It is a one-time-per-year assistance because there is all of the support on the backside. So somebody who's coming in to receive services is not just seeing me one time. They get to see me multiple times because we want to make sure that they're going to be okay, right?
Yeah.
So it's not this ongoing rental assistance that we're paying. It's a one-time rental assistance and then connecting to all of the other resources that are available. So I think that's important for people to know also, that it's not, this ongoing thing where we might have 600 people who are asking for assistance, but we're only helping the same 5 people every time. That's not the case. I mean, it's very, it's a one time and then getting connected to everything else that's available.
Well, and it is really awesome because it's working, right?
Yes.
Because if it wasn't working, there would be, you'd have many more evictions than mm-hmm. maybe one a month. I think that approach is, mm-hmm. is really strong but making sure that people have all the tools,
right?
That they need.
Yeah.
Well, because when you're in crisis, you don't think about it, right?
Right.
You think about the one thing, right? And then it just spirals downhill mm-hmm. quickly.
Yeah.
You're missing the one thing, and so then you forget about the other thing. And we don't want to have to send people from place to place to place because they're just going to give up, right? When you're in crisis, it's not, you should go here, and you should go here, and you should go here, because they might make it to one of those places, and then they're going to feel defeated,
yep.
right? And then they're going to give up, and then they're right back where they started. So, you know, sometimes it's just sitting down and making phone calls.
Well, and it's exhausting.
Right.
You know what I mean? For that person, you think about that, that you're trying to get out and connect with. And so we encourage a good time maybe to talk about 211 a little bit. You know, we encourage people to call 211 when they have a need. 211 makes referrals to Katie all the time. Mm-hmm. But also for some of that wraparound, or maybe you're not necessarily in this position yet, or have been able to, you know, keep everything in control, or able to stay on top of everything, but there are some needs that you have. You certainly can call 211.
And we encourage you to do that. Also encourage you to dial up and call up and make a donation at 715-421-0390, 421-0390. Make a donation, make an impact in our community, help organizations like CAP Services do the great work that they are doing. Keep in mind, you make a donation, you can make it live on the air. You can have it announced on the air if you'd like.
You sure can.
Otherwise, you can make that donation and encourage you to make a donation. So you make a donation of $500 or up to $1,000, we're going to match that here at WFHR in advertising. So if you're a new business, if you're an old business, you want to start a new contract with us, you do that. We are going to double it. That's how much we believe in this cause and believe in the United Way and this radiothon. So encourage you to do that. Reach out to us and get started on that today and get started on this donating 715-421-0390. If people want to know more about CAP Services, want to follow up on some of the things we've talked about today, how can they reach you?
Yep, you can surely give me a call, 715-424-2581, and ask for Katie.
I appreciate you, Katie. Thank you very much for being here today.
Yeah, thank you.
We are going to take a short break. We'll come back. We'll do a local Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club.
Right.
And then we'll come back and have some more fun and some more conversation with some more members that are, in fact, impacted by the United Way of Southwood and Ames Counties here at WFHR during our radiothon, Locally Grown Radio.
Locally Grown Radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
We're not comfortable.
Guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until you are at Tri-City Services.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio WFHR. High of 60 today, under clear skies, winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, 38. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 64. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 42.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. It's time to do a little bit of celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's when they're open again. Of course, keep in mind they are closed on Wednesdays right now for the foreseeable future while Brian's healing up and everything. But they are open Thursday through Tuesday. Get on over there, 6 to 2. Enjoy yourself. Give them a good morning from all of us at WFHR. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. Info at WFHR.com, james.mailoff at civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us those birthdays and anniversaries as well. Terry, we've got three names on the list, four names we're going to celebrate. I need a 1 through 3 from you.
I'll take 2.
2 it is. So there we go. We got ourselves our qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we have to give a very, very big shout out and a very happy birthday to my favorite announcer in the state, Randy Paul.
Happy birthday, Randy.
Randy's birthday today. It got me all choked up. Got me all emotional.
Yeah, you start crying about that?
Yeah, it's really hit me hard. Love you, Randy. Appreciate you. I do mean it. He's my favorite announcer in this state. I think he's the best. He does an amazing job. He's been covering games for us here for over 30 years, I think.
And he's just a really good guy.
You are not going to be able to find a bad thing to say about Mr. Randy Paul. You go ahead and try. You can't find it. There is nothing. He's a great, great human
being.
Wouldn't
it have been fun to have him as a teacher?
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, I would have loved
that. That would have been cool.
He would not have worked with me after that.
I'm sure not. I was a much better, well-behaved student than you were.
Yeah, I'm sure. We appreciate you, Randy. Enjoy your day. I'll be talking to you a little bit later. We also want to wish a happy birthday to Travis Plowman.
Happy birthday, Travis.
Enjoy your day, Trav. Hope it's a good one for you. We wish a very happy birthday as well to Donna Peets.
Happy birthday, Donna.
You enjoy your day, Donna. Hope it is a great one for you. And we also want to wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Nancy Koch.
Happy birthday, Nancy.
Sorry, Nancy Cook.
Nancy Cook.
Nancy, wishing you a great day. Enjoy. You're our qualifier. So be sure to be listening throughout the rest of the month. And at the beginning of the month, we may have ourselves a winner of Misty's Menu right here. Who knows?
Cool.
If you get us those birthdays and anniversaries, you have an opportunity to win 2 lunches, 2 pieces of pie from our friends over at Misty's Menu. Encourage you to get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. Keep them coming. We're going to take a break from the celebrity birthdays for today. We don't need them. We don't need to mess with those.
You know, when I'm here, there's never any good ones anyway.
There isn't anyway. You're so right about this. Yeah, yeah.
It's like I'm cursed or something.
Save time because we've got the radiothon going on, which is our main gig right now. So what we'll do real quick is get to our state and local news so we stay on time with all that. We'll come back. We'll have more conversation with our friends at the United Way of Southwood and Ems Counties, really diving into getting into a lot of the programs and the people that are affected by these programs with the WFHR WIRI Radiothon going on now until 10. You can donate right now, 715-421-0390. That's 421-0390. Make an impact on your community. Be a part of this great day. We'll come back and have some more fun after the news on WFHR.
For Civic.